The Lord be with you. Good morning and welcome to worship at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. We are grateful for your presence among us, all of you who are here in person, and all of you who are joining us online. I have a couple of announcements. Since today is the first Sunday in Lent, you might notice that there are a couple of differences in your bulletin as we change seasons. Some of the liturgy, some of the prayers change. Also, during Lent, we fast from saying Alleluia. So instead of singing the glory to God and the gospel acclamation with an Alleluia, the gospel acclamation is a little bit different. And the Holy, Holy, Holy that we sing as part of our communion liturgy, we're going to start singing that to a different melody. So when we get to that point of the service, the choir is going to sing it through once so that you can hear it, and then we'll all sing it through together. And we might do that for the next couple of Sundays until it gets to be more and more familiar. If you'll note that in the back of your bulletin, the servers for March are listed because next Sunday starts March. As you are being handed out ballots for the annual meeting, just a reminder, the annual meeting will begin following worship. It should be a very brief meeting, but please stay with us for that. Also, because it is Lent, our Wednesday evening meals and worships start again this week. So this week, the council is providing chicken and dumplings from Southern Lunch. The meal will be from 5:30 to 6:30, and then from 6:30 to 7, weekly Lenten worship. And our topic this Lent is dying faithfully, looking at what things within us need to die and be let go, and also thinking about our own death. In our culture, there is a lot of avoidance in thinking about death and talking about it. And so we're going to be looking at the example of Jesus, who does not avoid his own death. He does not avoid talking about it. He talks about it with his disciples. He makes plans for it. And so we're going to be looking at what does it mean for our faith to influence how we talk about dying and how we think about it. Also this week on Tuesday evening, it's Brews and Hymns at Bull City Brewery. We've got a few birthdays this week. Tim Everhart, Kate Cecil, and today, Bonnie Hedrick. Maybe we can sing happy birthday to Bonnie since her birthday is today. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Bonnie. And we've got two anniversaries this week, Chip and Ann Blower, and Andy and Crystal Ferguson. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand, and comfort them when they are discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And we have a prayer shawl to bless this morning. This is for Brenda Harrelson, who is Stephen Nelson's grandmother. She's going through some health challenges right now. And so Sawyer helped me pick out this blanket for her. Let us pray. God, we give you thanks for the gift of prayer, that we can come to you pouring out our hearts and our minds, sharing with you our joys, our concerns, the big things in life and the very ordinary things as well, that it all matters to you because we matter to you. We give you thanks for the prayer shawl ministry here at Holly Grove Lutheran Church, for all of the folks who provide yarn and for all of those who knit and crochet these prayer shawls. We ask that you would be with Brenda as she makes her way through these next few weeks. And we ask that you would bless this prayer shawl so that when she feels the weight of it on her lap or her shoulders, that she would feel the weight of our love and care for her here at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. In Jesus' name, amen. We'll pass this around, and you're all invited to say a prayer over it when it comes to you. Let us now prepare our hearts for worship as we listen to the prelude. Please stand as you are able. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God who journeys with us these 40 days and sustains us with the gift of grace. Amen. God of all mercy and consolation, come to the help of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Let us pray aloud together. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. we have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways. To the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Lord God, our strength, the struggle between good and evil rages within and around us, and all the forces that defy you tempt us with empty promises. Keep us steadfast in your word, and when we fall, raise us again and restore us. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
The psalm for today is Psalm 32. Happy are they whose transgressions are forgiven and whose sin is put away. Happy are they to whom the Lord imputes no guilt, and in those spirit there is no guilt. While I held my tongue, my bones withered away because of my groaning all day long. For your hand was heavy upon me day and night. My moisture was dried up as in the heat of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not conceal my guilt. I said, I will forgive my transgressions to the Lord. Then you forgave me the guilt of my sin. Therefore, all the faithful will make their prayers to you in time of trouble. You are my hiding place. You preserve me from trouble. I will instruct you and teach you in the way that you should go. I will guide you with my eye. Do not be like the horse or mule, which have no understanding. You must be fitted with a bit and bridle, or else they will not stay near you. Great are the tribulations of the wicked, but mercy embraces those who trust in the Lord. Be glad, you righteous, and rejoice in the Lord. Shout for joy, all who are true of heart.
Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the fourth chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was famished. The tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But Jesus answered, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "Again it is written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. And he said to him, "All these I will give you, if you will fall down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, Worship the Lord your God and serve only him. Then the devil left him, and suddenly angels came and waited on him. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated, and I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Good morning, Sawyer. Hello, Raya. How are you guys doing this morning? Do you notice anything different about the sanctuary this morning? Yes, there's purple everywhere. When there is purple in the sanctuary and on my stole, that means one thing. It is the season of Lent. Have you heard of the season of Lent before? When you think of seasons, what do you think of? Winter, fall, summer, and spring. Yeah, we have four seasons throughout the year. The interesting thing is, in the church, we also have seasons, and some of them overlap those winter, fall, summer, and spring seasons. Actually, the word Lent comes from an old English word that means to lengthen. And so right now, as the days are getting longer and spring is getting closer, that's the season of Lent for us. So Lent every year lasts for 40 days. That's kind of a long time, right? 40 days. So Lent starts on Ash Wednesday, which was last Wednesday, and it ends on Holy Saturday, which is the Saturday before Easter. The interesting thing is, the Sundays in Lent aren't technically counted in those 40 days. So Lent is 40 days, except the Sundays in Lent. Any guesses to why that might be, why Sundays don't count toward that 40? Well, it's because every single Sunday, no matter the season outside and no matter the season of the church year, every single Sunday is a celebration of Jesus' resurrection. Every Sunday we celebrate that Jesus rose from the dead. And also every Sunday we get to have communion. And so because of those two reasons, Sundays don't get included in the 40 days of Lent. They're always a feast day. They're always a day to celebrate the resurrection. Do you have any questions about Lent? No? Well, throughout the next 40 days and the next several Sundays, we're going to be reading different scripture stories, different stories from the Bible about how God's people have had other 40 adventures. The gospel lesson we just read, Jesus spent 40 days in the wilderness. There are other stories where God's people, the Israelites, wandered in the desert for 40 years before they entered the promised land that God had promised to them. And then there are some other 40 stories that we're going to be reading about. But at the heart of all of them is the call and the promise that we can trust God. We can trust God to care for us. We can trust God to provide for us. And we can trust that God is always with us because God loves us so very much. Will you pray with me? Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for each other. And thank you for our church. In this season of Lent, help us to grow in our trust in you. Help us to trust that you love us and you care for us and you are always with us. We love you, God. Amen. You may go back to your seats. Thank you for coming up. Grace, mercy, and peace to you From God, our Father and Mother, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I have a quiz for you. What service in the liturgical calendar do you think is the hardest for a pastor to lead? Janice says Good Friday. Any other guesses? Maybe Maundy Thursday? Actually, it's Ash Wednesday. It's Ash Wednesday. Because on Ash Wednesday, I have to look each of you in the eye and remind you that you are going to die. And that's a really, really hard thing to do, right? We all know that death is just as much a part of life as being born and as living, and that none of us can avoid death or escape death. And we all know that we have the hope of the resurrection and that we do not grieve as those without hope. We know all of these things, but death still hits us hard. And it hurts. And so this past week, as I was preparing for Ash Wednesday, I had something a little bit unexpected happen. I was feeling the weight of the grief of the last couple years of our life together. Because if you look at that second page of your annual report, you'll see so many of our beloved church members who have died in the last couple of years. And that's not everyone that we have known and loved who has died. Those are just the members of our church. And I think we're all feeling on some level the weight of that collective grief. But I have noticed, especially in the last few funerals and memorial services that I've done, that the longer I'm here, and the more deeply I fall in love with you, my beloved sheep, the more it hurts when one of you dies. And so this past Wednesday, when I had to look so many of you in the eye and remind you that you will die, and wonder if for some of you this might be the last Ash Wednesday that I do that for you, my goodness, it hurt my heart. And so this past Wednesday, the sermon that I preached, I actually preached it for my own heart because I needed the hope that we find in the promises of baptism. I needed to be reminded myself that death does not have the last word, that death does not have the victory, and that death is not the end. I preached that sermon to shore myself up so that I could look all of you in the eye, mark a cross of ashes on your forehead, and remind you that from dust you came, and to dust you shall return. And so the sermon I preached on Wednesday, for those of you that weren't here, was about how in the same place where we are marked with a cross of ashes is the exact same place where when you were baptized, the pastor marked a cross with oil and proclaimed over you that you are marked with the cross of Christ forever. Because it hit me as I was also preparing for today's sermon that immediately before Jesus went into the wilderness, he was baptized. And he heard the voice of God proclaim over him, "You are my son. In you I am well pleased." I remembered that the same place we get the cross of ashes is the same place where we are made promises in our baptism. I don't know if you need this reminder of grace and hope too. You see, when we are baptized, the pastor takes oil that has been blessed, and makes that sign of the cross on your forehead. And long after that oil has been wiped away or washed off, the cross remains, perhaps invisible, but always there, never ever gone. We can pretend it's not there, we can avoid its presence on us, but we are all marked with the cross of Christ forever. Just like we are God's beloved children through the waters of baptism. And there is nothing that we can do or say or not do or not say to not make us God's beloved children. We are always and forever God's children, and we are always and forever marked with the cross of Christ. So yes, on Ash Wednesday, we receive a cross of ashes, and we are reminded of our mortality and our frailty, of our death. But we are also reminded of the promises that God makes to us in our baptism. Promises for life and promises in death. The promise is that we are always and forever God's beloved children. And the promise that there is no sin, no darkness, no grave, that God will not come to find us in and love us back to life. Before Jesus entered his 40-day journey in the wilderness, he came up from the waters and heard his name called, Beloved. That's the same name that each of you have received in your baptism. It can be an adjective, God's beloved children, meaning that you are greatly loved and deeply cherished, and that God has great, great affection for you. But when we are baptized, it's also a noun, a person, place, or thing. It becomes our name, capital B, beloved. And when God speaks it to you, it means that you are God's greatly, greatly loved child. You know, every Sunday when you come forward for communion, I invite you to dip your fingers in the water and make the sign of the cross on your forehead to remember your baptism, to remember not only who you are, but whose you are. And so I was thinking that today, on this first Sunday in Lent, maybe we all needed to be reminded of whose we are, and the fact that in us God is well pleased, or my own translation, God takes great delight in you. So I'm going to invite you forward. I want to anoint you with oil in the sign of the cross on your forehead, just like you received in baptism. I want to remind you of the name that God gives you in baptism, beloved. I want us to start our journey into Lent, having the same words proclaimed over us that were proclaimed over Christ before he went into his wilderness journey. You see, we are forgetful creatures, and it's easy to forget that we are so deeply beloved by God and that God delights in us. It's easy to forget all that God does in the waters of baptism. It's easy to forget those promises. So I invite you to come to hear and receive the gifts and promises of God that you received in your baptism once more. Beloved of God, as we journey throughout these 40 days in our own wilderness of Lent, remember whose you are, and remember that God takes great delight in you. Amen.
Living together in hope and trust, let us confess our faith with the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Sustained by God's abundant mercy, let us pray for the church, the world, and all of creation. You alone are God. Sustain your church in times of wilderness. Give vision and wisdom to bishops, their staff, and all entrusted with the ministry of administration. Counsel all who faithfully lead your people into the future. Merciful God, receive our prayer. You create verdant gardens and expansive deserts. Tend to the needs of every living creature. Bless those who work in fields and orchards, that the world is nourished by the fruits of their labor. Merciful God, receive our prayer. You know our temptations. Sustain those who govern and legislate. Instill in them a sense of your justice and righteousness, that equity and peace would pervade all the regions and nations of the world. Merciful God, receive our prayer. You are a hiding place for all in distress. Draw near to exiles and accompany all refugees and immigrants, especially children who travel alone. In times of trouble, trauma, or illness, surround your people with your steadfast love, especially Dean, Jean, Gary and Judy, Bill, Boyd, Mike, Scott, Paul and Carolina, Joe, Robert, Walt, Nancy, John, Karen, our friends and family listed in the bulletin, and those we now name aloud on our lips or silently in our hearts. Merciful God, receive our prayer. You offer abundance to all, Bless the ministries of the hospitality in this place. Care for those who tend to the needs of others. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
You alone are God. We praise you for your faithful departed in every age. Unite our prayers with theirs until our wilderness journey is complete and we rest in you. Merciful God, receive our prayer.
We lift our prayers to you, O God, trusting in your steadfast love and your promise to renew your whole creation. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. I invite you to share Christ's peace with those around you. Peace, Judy.
Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love. Through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. You call your people to cleanse their hearts and prepare with joy for the Paschal feast, that renewed in the gift of baptism, we may come to the fullness of your grace. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Blessed are you, O God of the universe. Your mercy is everlasting, and your faithfulness endures from age to age. Praise to you for creating the heavens and the earth. Praise to you for saving the earth from the waters of the flood. Praise to you for bringing the Israelites safely through the sea. Praise to you for leading your people through the wilderness to the land of milk and honey. Praise to you for the words and deeds of Jesus, your anointed one. Praise to you for the death and resurrection of Christ. Praise to you for your Spirit poured out on all nations. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." O God of resurrection and new life, pour out your Holy Spirit on us and on these gifts of bread and wine. Bless this feast. Grace our table with your presence. Reveal yourself to us in the breaking of bread. Raise us up as the body of Christ for the world. Breathe new life into us. Send us forth burning with justice and peace and love. With your holy ones of all times and places, with the earth and all its creatures, with the sun and moon and stars. We praise you, O God, blessed and holy Trinity, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Come and receive Jesus, our strength in the wilderness.
Thank you.
please stand? The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray. O God, we give you thanks that you have set before us this feast, the body and the blood of your Son. By your Spirit, strengthen us to serve all in need and to give ourselves away as bread for the hungry. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Let us say our mission statement. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world. Go in peace, serve the Lord.